the blower assembly, PSC vs ECM, anatomy and service, a whole component field guide to the indoor blower assembly, the wheel and housing, PSC vs ECM motors, how each is wired and speed controlled, how to set airflow, and the failure points and diagnosis for both motor types. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is, the blower assembly is the air mover for the whole indoor system. It pushes conditioned air through the ducts in heating, cooling, and fan only. It lives in the furnace's blower compartment or the air handler. A squirrel cage centrifugal wheel spins inside a scroll housing. The motor on the side drives it. Everything the system does depends on this thing moving the right amount of air CFM against the duct's resistant static pressure. Move too little air and coils freeze, exchangers overheat, and capacity tanks. The blower is that important. The two motor types you'll meet are PSC permanent split capacitor and ECM electronically commutated motor. They look similar bolted in, but they're wired, controlled, and diagnosed completely differently, and knowing which one you've got changes everything about the service call. How it's built. Blower wheel. A drum of curved forward swept blades, the squirrel cage. It has to be balanced and clean. A wheel caked with dust is heavier, out of balance, and moves far less air. Scroll housing. The snail shell housing that directs the air from the wheel into the supply. Motor. Mounted in the housing, coupled directly to the wheel on the motor shaft. Motor mount slash cradle. Rubber isolated band or legs holding the motor, keeping vibration out of the cabinet. For PSC, a run capacitor wired to the motor provides the phase shift it needs to run, and multiple speed taps color-coded wires for different fixed speeds. For ECM, a motor control module, the bulged end of the motor that takes DC bus power and low voltage control signals and electronically drives the rotor. No run capacitor. PSC vs ECM. The real difference. PSC permanent split capacitor. A simple AC induction motor with a run capacitor. Cheap, robust, easy to diagnose. Fixed speeds via taps. You pick a speed by landing the right colored tap on the board. The motor runs that one speed, slowing a bit as static rises. Heat and cool get different taps for different airflow. Airflow drops as duct static rises. A PSC doesn't fight back. Dirty filter, closed registers. The airflow just falls. Runs at one speed the instant it's energized. No soft start. ECM electronically commutated motor. ADC slash brushless motor with onboard electronics. More efficient, especially at part load. Quieter. Soft starts and soft stops. Two flavors. Constant Torque X13 style ECMs that run a program torque per tap, and Constant CFM variable speed ECMs that actually hold a target airflow regardless of static. They speed up to push through a dirtier filter or more static to keep CFM constant. Programmed by dip switches, jumpers, or a control board for airflow per mode slash stage, not by simple speed taps. No run capacitor. The brain is the motor module. That constant CFM holds airflow as static rises. Behavior is a double-edged sword. It keeps comfort up, but it also masks a dirty filter or duct problem. The motor just works harder and draws more watts, until it can't, or the watt slash noise climb. A PSC would have shown the airflow loss directly. How it's wired and set. PVC. Line voltage to the motor through the board. The active speed tap is whichever colored wire is landed on the heat slash cool slash fan terminals. The run cap is across the start slash run leads. Set airflow by choosing the tap per the manufacturer's CFMVS tap chart and verifying with a measurement. ECM. The module gets its power and a low voltage control input from the board or thermostat telling it which programmed airflow to run. Set airflow via the dip switches slash jumpers slash board for each mode and stage. Constant CFM units let you dial actual CFM and an adjustment, for example a comfort slash dehumidify trim. In the field, setting airflow, whatever the motor, the goal is the same. Deliver the CFM each mode needs at the system's actual static pressure. Measure external static pressure supply plus return across the air handler with a manometer. Compare measured static to the unit's rated static and the blower chart. On a PSC, change the tap to land the target CFM at that static. On an ECM, set the dip switch slash board to the target CFM. Verify with temperature rise heat or the coil split slash measured CFM cool that you actually got there. Normal values and targets. Airflow. About 350 to 450 CFM per ton for cooling, lower for dehumidification, higher for sensible, furnace heat airflow set to hit the plate temperature rise band. External static pressure. Most residential equipment is rated around about 0.5 WC total external static. Many real-world systems run higher, 0.7 to 1.0 plus, because of restrictive duct slash filters. high static kills CFM, especially on PSC. PSC run capacitor, within plus or minus 6 to 10% of stamped micro F. A weak cap slows the motor and drops airflow. Motor amps, within the motor's rated FLA on the label. Any CM holding CFM against high static will draw more watts. A clue the system is restricted. Blower wheel, clean and balanced. A dirty wheel can lose a large fraction of its rated airflow. Common faults and what they mean. PSC, blower won't start slash hums. Failed run capacitor most common. Seized bearings, or a bad motor. Check the cap first. Weak airflow, weak capacitor, dirty wheel slash filter slash coil, wrong tool, low speed tap, or high duct static dragging the fixed speed motor down. Noisy slash vibrating, dirty or cracked wheel out of balance, worn bearings, or a loose set screw on the wheel. Ekom, motor won't run slash runs wrong. Failed control module, no slash incorrect low voltage control signal or a power supply problem to the module. There's no cap to swap. Diagnose the module and its inputs. Runs but airflow seems high effort slash noisy slash high watts. A constant CFM ECM fighting high static dirty filter slash coil slash restricted duct to hold its target. The motor is masking a real airflow restriction. Check static and clean the system. Intermittent or fault behavior after a surge. ECM modules are sensitive electronics. Surges and moisture kill them. Wrong airflow per mode. Dip switches slash jumpers set wrong, or the board sending the wrong command. Both. Dirty blower wheel. Robs airflow on either motor type. A frequently missed cause of low capacity and frozen coils. Clean it. Tech tips and gotchas. Identify the motor type first. PSC equals run capacitor plus speed taps. Diagnose like an induction motor. ECM equals bulged module. No cap. Diagnose the module and its control signal. Showing up to swap a capacitor on an ECM is a wasted trip. There isn't one. A constant CFM ECM hides airflow problems. It holds CFM by working harder. So a dirty filter doesn't drop airflow the way it would on a PSC. Instead, watts and noise climb. Always measure static. Don't trust air is still blowing to mean the system's clean. Set airflow by measurement, not by leaving it on the factory tap. Measure static. Pick the tap PSC or program the CFM ECM to hit the target, and confirm with temperature rise or coil split. Clean the wheel. A kicked squirrel cage is a stealth capacity killer on any system. If airflow's down and the filter slash coil look okay, pull and clean the wheel. Check the cap under the right context PSC. A run cap that's drifted low makes a good motor look weak. Read micro F and confirm against the stamp. Safety slash code notes. Lock out and verify dead before reaching into a blower. And on ECM slash variable speed, be aware the DC bus and capacitors in the module can hold a charge briefly after power down. Give it a moment and verify. The blower element interlock on electric heat units is a safety. Elements must not energize without the blower running. Don't defeat it. Equipment overcurrent and conductor sizing per the dataplate MCA slash mock bend NEC. Proper airflow isn't just comfort. Too little air overheats heat exchangers CO slash limit trips and freezes coils. Setting and verifying CFM is part of a safe, correct service.